Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're going to do a preview pod ahead of the Saturday afternoon game in Detroit. But just while we look ahead for a moment, go on record here. Do you think starters play in that game or no?
This guy, go on record on a Wednesday. This guy over here doing a wacky.
Here's where I'm at.
I'll tell you what I would like to see.
I'll leave the witness.
Can I say what I'd like to see?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not trying to predict anything that happens. I would just like to see the first group on the field for a touchdown drive, get them off, maybe a quarter, let that first defense out there, let them hunt a little bit. I think they need to get in shape, get conditioned, get used to playing a game. This is the one to do it. I don't know how long they're going to be out there. It doesn't need to be forever, but kind of treat it like you did last year versus Cincinnati and then call it a day. That's what I think is going to happen, but I don't know. The thing that I wanted to ask you, does it affect you in terms of playing Jaden Daniels, the fact that Marcus isn't healthy right now?
Not me at all. No. Because A, they think Mariota will be back for week one.
Yeah.
If he was not going to be available, if he was out 4 to 6 weeks and week one was in doubt, maybe, but it's not.
Yeah.
You're not bringing in a quarterback. You're telling me he's fine. That's number one. Number two, in a world where something were to happen to Daniels, it's not like people are like, oh, you can't start Kalei Akmanis or Hartman. Yeah, no kidding. I would, by the way. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo would start. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
there's another guy coming in here that is essentially Mariota-esque in a sense. So I think there's plenty of time. Also, like, you would know if something were to happen on Saturday by Sunday, and that would give you still like 3 weeks to get a guy up to speed to start a football game. So I don't think that should be a consideration at all, to be honest with you, especially because it's such a minor thing, it sounds like, with Mariota. But I think it could be an excuse that they use if they don't want to play Daniels. I mean, my thing is, it's not really about the Commanders, because it's a cultural football in 2026 issue for me. But I'm going to go full Herm Edwards on you. Okay. I had Herm Edwards on my radio show. He's a football cowboy if there's ever been one. And I try to stay away from being a football cowboy as best as possible. I don't want to be a tough guy.
Well, you'll let him do it.
But he's a tough guy. He's a football cowboy. And this was when they were like parking Jaden at the end of last season for some reason that I hated. And he was like, "What do football players do, man?" And I'm like, "What? What do you mean, sir?" He's like, "What do football players do, Grant?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know." He's like, "They play football. Football players play football." And it's my favorite quote ever. I want to put it on a t-shirt.
A good quote.
It's a football good quote. Players play football. And the inability now to, like, a second of play in August is like too much. Like, I'm no crazy person. I'm not asking you to play in week one when you have a joint practice with the Dolphins. I would never do that. I'm not insane. Okay. I'm not going to ask you to play in week three when you have a joint practice with the Ravens, because I'm not a silly goose. I would never dare ask you to play in two preseason games. What kind of maniac am I? But one game, when you don't have any joint practices, when you had one padded practice in a week, when we've been lollygagging around the facility for a few days, like, maybe, just maybe, we get out there and football players play football. That's not that crazy of a thing.
You know, when you were talking about it, like, I was talking to Santana about this today, you know, and like, Santana's the man. So is Smoot, right? I do the show with them. They're awesome. B Mitch, same
good,
thing.
Good dudes.
Yeah, great guys. Dudes. And we were talking about, like, one of the segments was like talking about like how we treated the preseason as players, right? And Santana's like, "Oh, I just wanted to get out there, maybe, you know, 5 to 15 snaps, catch a couple footballs, then go eat a hot dog on the sideline. And because I don't want to get hurt. I wanted to make sure I was healthy and just ready for week one." And then I thought about my career, and there were points, especially after like year three or four, where I would play the entire game. Like, it was like, "Logan, you've got 4 games. Go have some fun out here, boys.
You're playing 15 of 16 quarters."
And I was like, awesome. And like, and it's just so funny how, like, man, we're so worried about guys getting hurt. We're so worried about player safety. But there is some joker out there who's playing probably 200 snaps over the next 3 games. And like, so there are guys doing it, right? Yeah. There are guys doing it, and they aren't probably as important to your team as those other guys. But I do agree with, I do think there is some value. I remember talking to Matt Ryan about this. He's like, "I just like getting out there in the preseason. Doesn't need to be for forever."
Well, let me ask you this.
Good.
Yep. Let me ask you this. Doesn't Jaden Daniels benefit from playing before he plays the Eagles defense, which is just a bunch of world-eating Balrogs, right? He's played one football game since mid-November last year. Two football games since like October 15th. Like, people forget about this. He just hasn't played a lot of football. Now, he's had a hell of a camp. I'm expecting a monster season. He looks so much better in this offense than I thought. Like, I'm thrilled by the progress. I want people to see it. Maybe they'll get to it in September, hopefully. But if he had played every week last year or whatever, you know, maybe. But people are like, "Oh, what's the difference? December 7th was his last game against Minnesota. That versus January 7th, who cares?" He's played 2 games since 2 weeks before my kids went trick-or-treating last year. And the next game's just going to be against the Eagles? Like, you can't benefit from getting out there. And, like, I'm told that when you get over injuries, like, mentally, it's good to get hit. It's good to sweat. It's good to do this or that. Like, cool. Maybe let's do that in Detroit for a couple series. I'm told, like, it's not a benefit to him. The last 3 times he's played, he's left with an injury. The last 3 games he played, the Cowboys game with the hamstring, the Seahawks game with the elbow, and the Vikings game with the elbow 2.0. Yeah. It wouldn't be good for him from just like a mental standpoint to get out there for a couple drives and like end a game healthy. Like, there's just the other thing is that people will say, "Well, what's one series going to do? Like, how much different is 7 plays versus 0? Then what is the point of any of this? Like, I refuse to believe that, like, Is 7 plays that big of a deal? Maybe not. Would I prefer 20 plays or 50 plays or 90 plays? Sure, but we don't live in that world. And like 7 plays is mentally preparing and like running the offense and doing things, by the way, in a new offense you've never run before, like in and out of the huddle. And it's 7 plays where you might take on some contact, which you're not allowed to do in practice. Like, and people will say, well, if he gets hurt, you're just going to kill the team. Wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. Not me. I believe in playing football. And like my philosophy is, and I would not put people in harm's way, like as best I can. I know the world's an imperfect place. Screws fall out all the time. And like guys can get hurt. But my thing is, you know, you're about to embark on a 68 corner journey. Okay. So I just believe in like cost of doing business. How would I describe this, Logan? Like, if you're a painter, to paint the picture, you have to like go get your paints and put them in a bucket and put them out and do it. Like the playing in the preseason is part of that for me. So someone's like, you shouldn't have had him out there. How dare you? I view that as the getting ready part of it. Like it's if you get hurt doing that, I'm not saying Daniels because that would be a season killer, obviously. But my point is, I don't view it as like, oh, they shouldn't have had him out there. No, he got hurt doing the part that got him ready. That's part of the point.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about risk. You know, most people are talking about risk mitigation, risk management. But again, you can't negate risk, right? So like I always look at like look at Carolina. You know, they got Nick Skorton out with an ACL first day of training camp, non-padded practice, right? Like it's just there is inherent risk to what we're doing, you know. And again, if you want to mitigate risk a little bit by not playing him, I think there's a reasonable justification for that. Now, I think the argument you're making and the one that I would kind of lean to because this is how I was as a player is like I just – if I'm him, I just would like to be on the grass. You know, and again, like he's a competitive dude and the team's going to make the best decision for him and for the organization. But like there is a – I remember talking to Matt Ryan, talking to Rex Grossman, these quarterbacks, like there's something to getting out on the grass, running a couple plays with the risk of getting sacked and hit, right? It changes the mindset a little bit. And I think like getting that exposure a little bit early and kind of getting the butterflies out and feeling good is part of the process. And maybe he doesn't need that. Maybe he says, I'm okay. I feel good. I played at Death Valley at LSU and like I don't need to get up for these moments because I've had a lot of practice at it. Maybe, and that's totally fine. But from my personal experience, like I always preferred that. I hated going into the first game having not taken any reps or like even mitigated reps. Like, as I said, I played in a lot of preseason games. Like there was a time in Atlanta where I didn't play in the fourth preseason game. And I felt like, am I going to be ready for week one? Cause I have 2 weeks off before the game. So like it's just different approaches, different philosophies for different people. And I played with guys like Will Montgomery used to have this great adage. He's like, I'm saving the bullets. I was like, well, what do you mean? It's like, I'm saving the bullets for the season because I'm going to need all 6 of them or whatever you'd say. You know what I mean? Something like that. And so maybe there's an element of that here, but I think there's enough data to support just getting into like there's a process, like getting to the locker room, putting my pads on, going out for warmups, going through all that, knowing you're going to play a little bit is, I think, a good way to get your feet wet before the season starts. Now, if you feel like it's too much risk, I understand that. And that's the reason, right? Totally cool with that. But again, from my personal experience, I think get on the grass is probably a good idea.
I'm also a big proponent, as we've talked about, of the joint practices, which they have in weeks 1 and 3. So there's no game in weeks 1 and 3 that I'm going to have to tap into. But you don't have a joint practice this week. And it feels to me like this would be the dress rehearsal time, right? But we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. I'm a little bit – so if we would have recorded this yesterday, so Monday – I would have said, I don't think they're going to play starters in Detroit very much at all.
Yeah.
If they do. After seeing that they didn't have a padded practice today, I have to assume, based on today's practice and only having one padded workout since last Wednesday, that that's as a means to an end, which is the game on Saturday. That's my guess. I think if they don't play on Saturday and then they have more days off after that, after having one padded practice this week, I'll be at a loss. I don't know what I don't know anything. I don't know anything anyway, and I'm certainly
the wording there was crazy. By the way, you have to assume. You don't have to assume anything. You are anticipating that they're going to do that, which is totally reasonable.
Which one do you mean?
Like when you say I have to assume, it sounds like you don't have to assume anything. You can just say I'm anticipating.
That's very philosophical. Right?
I know. I'm sorry. I digress.
I want to double click on this. And now that we're here, so we might as well have this. I have to assume for my own sanity.
No, you don't have to assume anything. You don't have to assume anything.
So what are you preferring there?
I would just say I speculate or I consider, and I understand there's different ways of doing this, but I have to assume it seems like there's only one path to success here. That's what it seems like to me when you say that.
I have to assume. Well, working back from...
You're basically saying, based on all the logical principles I've just laid out, I, like Sherlock Holmes with your freaking pipe out here, have to assume that this is the outcome. Now, I think it's probably a likely
what I'm
outcome.
Saying is, okay, so let me go back. And I always want to provide this caveat that I'm like a fat guy who's out of shape and a disgusting human being. And so I'm talking about all these men that are in great shape. So I'm always very careful when I do that. But based on how I think how laid back and laissez-faire, this has been since since they played the game. I have to assume, if I could do that, that they are playing in the game on Saturday to avoid the takeaway that they are not doing enough to get ready. Like that this is feeling a lot more like last year where I'm going, what in the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting comparison, because I think we both have been extremely impressed when the practices have been cooking. They've cooked. They've been much, much better. So it's interesting.
So I'm saying through Wednesday, even like last Wednesday, I was like, let's go. To quote Dan Quinn, we are throwing a camp right now.
We are throwing a camp.
My point is something dramatic has changed. Now it's 6 days and it could be all laid out. The only thing that's weird is they did say today was supposed to be padded. And they said that these 2 days were supposed to be like the monster 2 days of camp. Today was not a monster day of camp. So whatever, something changed. Maybe something's banged up. They signed 4 guys. Maybe a lot of guys are hurt. I don't know. But the point of the dude's story is, like, yes, up until this past Wednesday or the Dolphins joint practice, so like till that Thursday walkthrough, even into the game Friday or whatever, totally, like, we are out here watching a team just get after it. Yeah. But that has changed a lot this week, it feels like. Day off, day off, day off, no pads. So I'm like, okay, well, Saturday they're about to get after it. And if they don't, then I'm like kind of the meme where I'm like looking over both shoulders and like the dandelion flying through. And I'm just like, what? Or not a dandelion. What's the thing in like the Westerns that rolls through?
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, like the tumbleweed. And I'm just kind of like looking around like, what is going on here? Like that's kind of the meme I would be doing.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, Download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
If after this week with one padded practice,
yeah,
they do a walkthrough on Friday and then they fly to Detroit and then nobody plays again, and I'm just going, just wake me up in week one. And then I hope that they look good. Otherwise, I'll be really annoyed.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I'd be excited if they played. I look forward to it if they do play. And again, like that's one thing about doing this job that is difficult, is that like you said, we don't have access to injury reports. They don't have to report any injuries. So maybe they are banged up. Maybe they're a little bit sore. Maybe they came out of the weekend and they said, hey, you know, the data scientist guy says, hey, man, we want to make sure we're easing them back in, because they did a bunch of red zone today. They kind of treated it almost like the first day of camp. So I think there's some other factors here contributing to this day being a non-padded day. But to your point, like, you want to make sure that they're getting enough quality work to be ready for week one. And that's really what every team is negotiating. And then I look at, like, have you seen the LA Rams training camp? It's a joke, man. They like, they never wear pads. They do helmet walkthroughs all the time. Like, it's a more, now it's different. But what my point here is every team is different. Every roster is different. And there were times, like I think I've told you this, where I was like, we're going to suck. And we were fine. And I was times like, we're going to be really good. And we were terrible. Right. It's just, every team is its own little microcosm. I got a great conversation with my
coaching. It's up to the coach, by the way, to know your team. Not that you're looking for pushback on the Rams. They've arrived. They can do whatever they want. They're the best team in the league.
No, yeah.
This team needs to get work after 5-12. Yeah.
It's different, right? And I'm acknowledging that. I had a great conversation with my coaching buddies the other day, and he was like, it's so hard every year to know what the new roster requires, which I thought was a fascinating assessment, right? Like, this team has like a lot of guys, a lot more guys, that have done it at a high level, right? You know, you got a Dafe Owe, Caleb on Chase on, you got veterans like Dietrich Wise, you got Amenihu, you've got Settle, you've got guys that have done it. So like, how much work did those guys need? My experience, they need less because they know what it takes to get there. And so if you're talking to the team, you got a pulse of the team, maybe this group, as opposed to last year's group, doesn't need as much. And I don't know. And maybe they're communicating in an honest way and they say, hey man, we need a day to give you that day on Wednesday that's really, really good. And that's the funny thing about this job. It's the funny thing about coaching in general and observing coaching, is there's so much information behind closed doors that would make this decision more obvious, right? And I think that's the thing that I just find fascinating about training camp is, because again, like, you remember Eric Mangini? Do you remember him? He was the coach for Cleveland for a while.
Former Jets head coach.
I had a bunch of friends who played there with him. They said it was the hardest single training camp they've ever been a part of. Every single one of them to a man wanted to quit, right? Pads every day, tackling to the ground, the whole thing. And they were like terrible, right? They were terrible. Yeah. But so there is a line here of like hard physical science, right? Hard physical, like, bash your face and toughness, build the callus. And the soft science of personality, understanding your team. And I think that's the thing that I love about this process, is because we won't know probably till week 4 or 5, like, what this team actually is. Like, we have speculated and talked about it, but I think that's kind of the fun thing about even these conversations that make this enjoyable. So,
yeah. And the other thing I always come back to is there is not a right way to do it. Like, there is no proven correct. Like, if we knew, okay, this is how to do it, then
we'd all do it that way, right? Like, it's like this show. It's like, if someone was like, hey, this is the way to get your podcast to be the most popular podcast of all time, like, we would do it that way, right?
But that's precisely why we're doing the podcast the way we do it, because we are climbing the charts, clearly, not just locally, but nationally. Number 3 all time now in podcast downloads, which is a big deal for us. So we want to thank our listeners for that. I don't know. There was just so much talk, like, about this camp, and
which, like, has been better, like, I think,
which,
right?
Which has been,
like,
better,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just like the threshold of, like, compete and whatever. And it's like,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't bring that up. Like, they brought that up. That was
I'm with you.
So, like, you're telling me to grade this that way, and now you're, like, turning in this work, and I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit back with my arms crossed and wait for September, and we'll see how ready the lads are, I suppose. But
dude, isn't that such a funny thing? Like, because, again, you have one thing I admire about you is you have very strong opinions. And I understand where they come from because you've been watching this for a long time, right? But like, and it's so interesting hearing you talk because you talk like coaches talk, you know, like this is what I believe in and this is why it works, right? But then you have someone else on your staff or someone else in the building that's kind of like, hey, man, like I did it like this. So I think it's great. I think it's a fun thought experiment and it's a good thing to think about heading into the season and like what the standard expectation is again for week one in Philadelphia. Like, maybe this is exactly what they need. And maybe they look back and say, hey, maybe we should have pushed a little harder. Who knows?
But here's the deal. I mean, this is also why you pay DQ a lot of money is he's been around this thing for a long time.
Yeah, it's a great point.
That's what a head coach's job is like the push, the pull, the feel of knowing when to hit the pedal, when to hit the brake. Like, that's what a coach does. That's literally the job.
It's a great point. It's a great point.
You're in the locker room. You're around your guys. You're meeting with veterans. Someone's coming into your office being like, hey, coach, I don't know what they're saying. I don't have the rest of that for you, but they're coming into your office going, hey, coach. And then there's like a conversation after that, right?
Yeah.
That's what coaching is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I guess football players do play football at the end of the day.
I love Logan, it.
It was enjoyable. I don't even know what this podcast was about today.
Dude, I love how we – so but peek behind the curtain. We got on this show and we're like, hey, man, let's do a tight 25. And that was 50 minutes ago.
We just went round and around about football players playing football. I don't know if this was it might be the worst one we've ever done. I'll be honest.
I actually love this one. But, this is one of my favorites.
That's kind of my point. It could also be the best one we've ever done.
Leave a comment.
This was also like more of a juxtaposition of like how I see the world and how you see the world. And it's like me being like, hey man, I don't know, bro. I'm not feeling great about this. And you're like, bro, it's fine, man. Like, this is why it's cool. And I'm like, but what about how, like, maybe just practice with pads on every now and then? And you're like, you don't always have to, man. You know? Like, it was like that for 52 minutes. Like, but what if you just got ready for the season? Like, with urgency.
I know.
Like, There's so much time. They have so much time, man. Like, the Eagles game, they got weeks. It's fine. All right, producer Evan, thank you as always. For Logan, I'm Grant. We're back with a preview of the Detroit Lions preseason game Saturday at noon in Detroit. Next time, I should say, on Take the Man.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.